R&B Fridays Live is returning next month. It's Australia's biggest party with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy and so much more. Get your tickets now with Ticketmaster.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Gather around.
The Husey and Kate Catcher with Ed Cavalier.
And a big congratulations, you've made it to the end of another week. Husey and Kate with Ed Cavalier to drive you home.
We call it Fri-ay, don't we? I do. I invented that.
Congrats.
What else did I invent?
You think that you invented a righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Tight, right, loose, left.
Yeah, and there's no chance you invented
that. No, but I championed that. I'm the champion of that more than anyone else. I know that someone really famous is going to try to claim it later in the show. Ellen DeGeneres is going to try to claim it later in the show, but we're not giving it to her.
We are not.
What are we giving to Australia right now, Jack?
Finally.
1, 2, 3, 4. Finally, it has happened to me. I've had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now it's Friday. Finally, you've come along. The way I feel about you, it just can't be wrong.
The one and only Conrad Sewell.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Did the national anthem, the AFL Grand Final, last Saturday. Who's doing the national anthem at the NRL Grand Final tomorrow night?
Is it the Monster from The Masked Singer?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
Not giving anything away.
Is it the robot from The Masked Singer?
Not giving anything away, Masked Singer wise.
Huh.
At all. Not here to do that. That shows Monday, Tuesday nights.
Interesting.
7:30. On Channel 10 or Win, if you're regional.
Interesting.
A lot of great regions in this country.
Yeah,
that's thinking about.
Absolutely right.
Yes.
Warrnambool, named in Victoria, where you're from, was named the most livable region in the country.
It was, yes. Yes. My father always said the best place in the world, and I'd say, Dad, you've never been anywhere else. But he has been proven correct, apparently, according to the latest survey.
Speaking of The Masked Singer, the robot. Now, the hot tip is that it's Cody Simpson.
What's that ding going
on? Well, you gave
on?
Me the thumbs up, so I hit the ding.
I did not give you any thumbs up.
A wink?
Not a thumb upper.
You gave us a wink.
I gave you nothing, as I do when any name is mentioned in regards to that show. I look away and I say nothing.
He's
what are you talking about?
Cody Simpson is persona non grata in Australia.
Why?
I've spoken to Peter Dutton, and he has now had his Australian citizenship revoked. And
Cody
exactly, because he will not be welcomed back.
Why?
Because he has been caught smooching Liam Hemsworth, a fellow Australian, his ex, Miley Cyrus, 2 months after the split. Listen to this report today. 2 months after she split with Liam Hemsworth, Miley Cyrus has been seen grabbing a quick sushi and a drink at a Los Angeles grocery store with Cody Simpson, and that people, quote, noticed them trying to rush out of there after they had, quote, a quick kiss. Kiss!
They kissed in the grocery store.
They kissed in the grocery store.
You know what?
They're on together, mate.
It makes me
proud. What? Are you proud of Judas?
No.
Are you team Judas?
No, I'm not. But you know what? Miley Cyrus has realised once you go Aussie, you don't go back.
That's a disgrace.
She's going Aussie all the way. It's oi, oi, oi for her.
It's
who next for her? Bob Irwin? How old's Bob now?
Robert. I think
how
he might be
Robert?
17.
All right, well, not him. He's not 18 yet. He's getting tall, isn't he, Robert? I'd love for him to be 18 to make what I've said less awkward.
Let's hope. Let's
how
hope.
Old's Robert Irwin?
15.
All right. Ooh, now it's really good fun. It's actually a lot.
Put him out of it.
Do you want to hear what Judas Simpson said in 2002? This is when Miley...
2002? Have you got the
2012, sure. Right. So this is... I'm that angry. So this is when Liam and Miley got engaged for the first time. We knew it was going to work. And he's on a red carpet and he's been asked about...
Cody Simpson.
Yeah, Cody Simpson's been asked about, and this is what he said.
You said that you thought Miley Cyrus was the most dateable Disney star, but now she's getting engaged, so what do you think about that now?
I don't know, man. She's getting engaged to an Australian.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Good move, bad move, you would know.
Great move.
Oh.
I don't know. If she's happy, then that's great.
If she's happy. He's laying a platform of being the other man.
I appreciate what he's done. He has stood the test of time. He's been the friend in the background, obviously.
Waiting it
out. All this 7 years he's waited.
He's a scumbag.
I love him.
Cody
Simpson.
What, after this?
It reminds me of the great, there's the Spice Girls. You got there? If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last
forever. You've cut that grab too long. People have no idea what you're talking about.
No, well, if you want to be
my lover, you've got to get with my friend. Let me tell you something for free. Cody Simpson, if you're listening, this network will not be playing any of your hits anymore. We won't be playing this. We won't be playing that one. Yeah. That one's called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. We're not playing that. We're not playing it. We are not playing this. You're like my favorite song on the radio. That's Cody Simpson featuring Auto-Tune. We're not playing that.
We are not,
certainly not, on my watch, playing this, Cody Simpson. Okay?
I feel like you have already got to the playlist. You might have got to the playlist a few years ago.
Why is that?
Because you're out of spite. What we're doing there is missing out on some of Australia's best music. We're cutting off our nose to spite our throat. We are throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
Cutting off our nose to spite our throat.
What are you saying?
Face. Whatever. That is a saying you may have invented, actually.
We are throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
You are a terrible person.
We are Cody Simpson.
No, we're not.
We are. We absolutely
are. Put those in the trash.
I put it to you.
What?
That it's okay if you break up with someone that they go out with your mate.
That's a...
Put it to Australia.
Not one person will call and say... No, you will get zero. Ready for zero?
I'm ready for as many calls as we got when we gave away that great book, the...
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
Well, that was 3.
13.
Our phones went into meltdown. Instagram told me that.
Yes. 13, 10, 60. Did your mate get with your ex?
Yeah, and you're okay with it. I'm putting it out there. Your ex ended up with a friend, and it's cool.
I'd be shocked.
As Liam and Cody will be cool.
I'd be shocked.
Nah. Right.
13, 10, 60.
Is this Cody?
Definitely not. No, he's gone.
No, because you banned him. You banned
him. Never again.
Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Bobby Brown, that is humping around.
Ah, perfect.
It's Hughesy and Kate's.
Perfect.
With Ed Cavalier for the drive home. Speaking of humping around.
You've pulled the wrong rein here.
Oh, I don't think so.
Aussie superstar Cody Simpson is now dating Miley Cyrus.
That's what they're saying. They were caught kissing in a grocery store. Less than 2 months after Miley dumped Australia's sweetheart, Liam Hemsworth.
I've never been prouder to be Australian.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because we're keeping it in the family.
That's an awful thing
Miley to say. Miley Cyrus loves this country and she wants to work her way through?
Is that what you're saying?
She wants to stay with Aussies. Once you go Aussie man, you never go back. That's what she's worked out.
I hate it. You're not on her list, mate. She can't work her way down from Hemsworth to Simpson
but you never know. There's a lot of Aussie men who are dreaming to be with Miley. What we're saying is you're a chance now.
Now, Jack, have we been...
Well, maybe she's found the one in Cody Simpson.
Have we found another piece of evidence from the Masked Singer?
Yes.
Okay, so have a listen
to this.
Lindsay
made a claim.
Lindsay's made a claim.
No, I'm not going to say Cody Simpson because my sister and him were dating, and I've heard him sing, so I know his voice.
He's a heartbreaker, mate.
What's Lindsay as well?
He's trying to date his way to the top.
No, but
Cody Simpson's trying to date his way to the top.
You know, but what I'm hearing American woman knows that Australian men are the top of the tree. We're the pinnacle.
We're
the gold medal.
How dare you?
For American women. That's all they want. No wonder Hemsworths are getting work over there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got other Australians getting work.
Name a couple.
Sam Worthington.
Yeah, even they married an Australian.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We got her back. We got him back. Lara had to fight tooth and nail. It would have been Americans lined up for Worthow.
Okay. What your theory is that it's okay to date your mate's ex.
Yes. And the phones have gone absolutely berserk. Look at this. Hayley, tell your story.
So, hey, Hughesy. Hey, guys. How you going?
Really
I am
good.
Definitely not cool with it. I got married, and I think it was a week and a half, 2 weeks later, I actually left my husband because he had been cheating on me.
Yep.
And then 3 weeks later, I went to pick up my child, and my best friend, who was my bridesmaid, was there with my ex-husband and was the new partner.
Thank you, Hayley.
I mean, Hayley, I agree that your ex-best friend and ex-husband were shockers, But this is a completely different situation, as in...
Or because it's in LA.
No, but I feel your pain, Hayley, but...
That's terrible.
Look, but you know what? This Cody Simpson superstar was not in the bridal party for Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus, was he?
Because he was in the background, mate. He would have texted her on the day. Hope you're having a good day.
Maybe
winky face, eggplant.
Well, maybe, I'm still on their team. I still want them to work.
Even after Hayley?
Yeah, that was someone has got it.
Don't pick and choose.
No, I wanted to pick and choose.
No,
yeah.
No picking and choosing.
Well, Max, come on, Max, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I actually end up marrying my best mate's ex-girlfriend.
Thank you. I'm clapping you. I'm standing.
It's my 23rd wedding anniversary tomorrow.
There you go, 23 years.
Did they stay friends?
Yeah, you still mates with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of my groomsmen.
He was your groomsman?
Yeah.
That is in Liam's future. He's going to be a groomsman at Cody Simpson and Miley Cyrus's wedding.
Okay.
And the way I'm defending these two, I want an invite. I reckon I can get there.
Okay.
How do you feel now?
It's 50-50.
You're going to say that Max's 23 years of love and joy is not right?
I reckon every time his best mate looks at them, deep down, he's like, yeah.
But is he happy or not?
No.
I think he...
Deep down. Deep down.
What's going on here?
Don't pick and choose. I want to talk to... Who's this? Natalia. Hi, Natalia.
Hi. I'm just wanting to say I'm totally not cool with it.
Thank you.
I was with a guy for about 6 years.
Yep.
He was then speaking to my older sister for 3 months.
No. Yep.
While we were together, we broke up and immediately him and my sister started dating for 5 months.
That is... Natalia, that's terrible.
Yeah, but...
Well, how are you going to defend him, are you? You're saying he's a good dude, that he keeps it in the family, like you keep saying?
Well, once you go Natalia's family, you never go back, is what I'm saying. but where is that guy now? Are you still friends with your sister? Have you got over it?
I'm kind of have to be friends with my sister, but I'm not over the fact of it.
It's hurt you.
Have you both moved on? Are you and your sister now in relationships with other people?
My sister's, in another relationship with someone else. I'm still single.
Oh, see, poor Natalia has been crushed by it.
Natalia...
Natalia...
You're going to bounce back. This is your summer, Natalia. I feel this is your summer.
Thanks.
Do you want to DM Liam Hemsworth?
Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yes, and of course it is R&B Fridays today. Forky Friday is coming up very soon on 131060.
We've got a great fun track as well.
Yeah, here we go. Play the song.
Gastro man. And Hughie is a gastro man. And you know what?
Gastro man.
I did a charity gig last night and they wouldn't let me use the other microphone. I had to have my own microphone. I felt so discriminated against.
But you've been spitting all over us. Now,
I felt discriminated against. And then I went to touch the microphone stand and I said, can I touch it? Can I touch this stand? And I did touch it. And I felt bad touching it because then other people would have touched it.
But how, like, you haven't told us for 2 days that you're sick.
I did not have any of the chips today, which were on the Friday chips they put out and the cheese.
You did, actually.
I didn't.
You were fingering the food.
I thought about fingering the food.
Everyone was waiting.
I fingered a Caramello, what's the new Cadbury one. What's
Caramilk.
Caramilk. I fingered one of those.
Carrie and Tommy's sponsor.
Touched one.
Carly, you and I were both looking at the big communal plate that we have on Fridays.
I didn't touch it.
And what did you say to me?
I actually don't remember. I was too busy spraying Glen 20.
I didn't touch it.
She said none of those people know how diseased he is.
I did not touch it.
Gastro man. Hughie is a gastro man.
What happened with my 6-year-old last night at midnight, honestly? What she did in the corridor of our house, that will echo through eternity. But anyway, we'll get to that later. When we come back, what you did, I've held on to this for a week. Now only today did I realise how weird it was. Had a very strange experience with Ed Cavalier.
Me?
At the AFL Grand Final last Saturday.
Talk about next.
Ed Cavalier and a strange woman.
hang on.
Here we go. Another one of those. Very strange.
No.
Really strange.
The Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Cusey's learnt something from Ed.
It's footy grand final season, the NRL grand final this Sunday night.
Yeah, the Raiders in there for the first time since 1990.
Yeah, and I looked at my diary, actually, and guess where I'm going to be on Sunday night at 9 p.m. Guess what city I'm doing a stand-up comedy gig in?
Well, we're going to say Sydney.
No.
Oh, Canberra.
Oh, what? Ooh. I'm on stage at 9 p.m. Sunday night at the Floreat Festival. Canberra.
Nah, there's nobody there.
The Canberra Raiders are playing in their first grand final and they'll be live at 9 p.m., won't they?
Yes, buddy. Nobody there.
You make the decision. What's Husey? And watch the Canberra Raiders possibly win their first grand final in 25 years. Who knew, mate? Who knew they were going to make the grand final?
Have you been paid?
Not yet, but it'll be fine. It'll be good. No, it's going to be fun. If you're not into the Canberra Raiders, come along, Canberrans. Sunday night. Now, but this last Saturday was the AFL Grand Final, and we went along.
Yeah, we did.
We were barracking for the GWS.
No, I was going for Richmond.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going for the Greater Western Sydney Giants.
Yes.
I pulled the wrong rein. They didn't have a good day.
Not the best day.
No, I had a shocker.
Did.
No doubt about that. But as we're sitting there, me and you might remember this, there's a woman who was not that far away where I didn't think you were looking at her, but I believed she was blowing me kisses.
Oh, this, yes. Oh,
she was blowing me the old...
Oh, there she is. Of course, recently seen as the alien on The Masked Singer. Now, while we're here, let's talk about the lion.
No, forget about that.
You said the lion's got powerful thighs, buddy.
I want to focus on the woman at the AFL Grand Final who I believe was blowing me kisses. And it was I was waving at her, giving her a wave, but she kept blowing the kisses. And I kept waving at her, thinking, when's she going to stop blowing kisses? Mm. And then a bit later on in the afternoon, she walked past us. And
she
then
did.
She looked at you.
She did.
And she said, what did she say?
You caught my kiss. Catch my Catch my disease.
And I was
not catch my disease.
But I was embarrassed because I thought I was the one who'd been waving. I thought she was blowing the kisses to me.
She was. She was at us. She was blowing us both.
But
a kiss. And yeah.
Well, I mean, I thought it was at me.
Do you not know how to receive a kiss?
Now this is a thing.
Do you not know how to receive a blown kiss?
I've never in my life known that you can acknowledge a blown kiss in a certain way.
You receive a blown kiss. Now, if I was to...
Can we get this on video? Casey, I need you to put this on our socials.
Well, someone's got to blow me a kiss.
We've got the camera going. Can one of the ladies
Carly?
Here, or Casey, anyone.
I'd like Carly to do it. Oh, thank you, Tony.
Carly, who's lightly pregnant. Did you receive the kiss?
Yeah, did you see? Carly, no. Your turn.
Oh, for God's
don't
sake.
Look so upset about it.
Actually, no, Carly, don't you do it.
No, you do it.
Sasha, you do it.
Sash, blow us a kiss.
Blow him a
kiss. That was a bit much.
No, you've got to... Sash, don't you know how to blow a kiss?
You've got to blow the kiss.
Look at the hand
yeah.
out.
Yeah, right. That was to no one. That didn't
well,
hit
blow
me.
It to him.
Me.
All right. And what he's done is put his hand out
yeah.
and then closed his fingers around some
kid.
Imaginary kiss.
I've caught the kiss.
And then what have you done?
I've planted it on my cheek.
And when you did that when you gave me that demonstration at the AFL Grand Final on last Saturday, yeah. I was disturbed.
Why?
What do you think about it, Jack?
It's quite possibly the lamest thing I've ever heard.
Are you joking?
I didn't know even though it was possible.
I've seen Hang it on. Lame.
So are you movement. Telling me that woman who I believed was blowing me kisses the other day, you intercepted her kiss?
Because you weren't doing anything.
Because I didn't know what to do.
You were waving like an idiot. She was waiting for someone to catch the kiss. So much so that when I saw her later on, she said she did it again, close up. Because she was quite short. So she did it close up and then really close proximity.
And then you caught it close.
Yeah. And I put it on
like
my
it.
Cheek.
I don't what think,
you, hang on.
I don't like
I,
it.
I got to get a jury here. Everyone does that.
And
if you want to be really cheeky.
No.
Give me one. No.
Not, you
no,
can't,
not that secondary
what
cheeky.
You demonstrated,
no, no, secondary cheeky. There's three levels.
Well,
I'll go level
don't
two.
Don't go level three.
I'm not going level three.
No, you'll get in trouble if you do.
I'm not going level. I'm not going to have an HR incident. This is level two.
All right, go level
Tony,
two.
Kiss, please.
Oh, done it. You were gone. On the lips. That's disturbing.
Caught that one on my lips.
No, I think he has. Creepy. I think there's a HR issue. Yeah.
That's not HR.
I think we're all disturbed. Too, don't put that video. That's going to get him in trouble.
Really?
Casey, yeah. No, you can't catch
a blown kiss on your mouth anymore.
No, I don't think not.
Are you joking?
I don't think your wife would like it. I don't think. Oh, look. I don't think our boss would like it. You can't be catching blown kisses and then placing them on your mouth.
Sash.
It's very cute, but thank you.
It's cute.
It's more than strange. It's disturbing. Take us a long way from the strawberry kisses that we were enjoying.
It's level 3. No.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Yes, happy Friday to you all. You've joined us the hour that we call Mocktail Hour. Yeah.
Let's crack open a can or whatever you get to crack open.
There you go, buddy.
I'm
what
cracking
you got?
A can.
Got the yourself old, there.
Got me zero beer. You know what I'm on.
I know you're on the zero beer, not on the $100 bottle of wines that you dish out to Lindsay Lohan.
We'll talk Lindsay Lohan a little bit later on.
Oh.
There's been more development on the old Lindsay Lohan front.
Oh, dear.
What? No, it's all good.
Okay?
All good. Someone has got me, contacted me on my Instagram. I put an Instagram post up of Lindsay Lohan yesterday because it was October 3, which is Mean Girls Day.
Yeah, and?
Just me and Lindsay on the desk of, you know, the old Masked Singer. And someone said, oh, Hughie, love you on the radio, but you've got to stop texting Lindsay Lohan. She's ghosted you for a reason. She's not into you. Fuck you!
That hurts.
Fuck you! Lindsay is into me.
Is she?
She is. It's the time zones. You know it's the time zones. You know it's Dubai time.
I know you're Dubai time.
I got a missed call from Lindsay Lohan last night.
What time?
It was only like 7:45.
Why didn't you answer?
Because I don't know. My WhatsApp doesn't ring.
Yeah, my WhatsApp doesn't ring
either. Ring. Does WhatsApp. Does fuck you, WhatsApp.
Fuck you, WhatsApp.
Why doesn't it ring? Does it ring? Why doesn't it ring?
It doesn't ring.
Sash.
Mine doesn't either.
Just get missed call.
I don't like it.
Bulldust.
Ooh.
Anyway, so it's fork you time. We need people to call us.
We do. 13, 10, 60. Whatever's been irking you this week, do not take it into the weekend. You call up, give it a good fork in, stride into the weekend with your money can't buy a Fork You Friday mug and calico bag.
It could be anything, people. Give us a call for fork you. Have you got one? When we come back, you better have one.
Do I ever?
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. Fork you Friday. I don't
like you. Fork you. 13, 10, 60. Whatever's been irking you. Give it a fork.
What do you got? You got something, Ed?
Yes, I do.
What's forking you?
Went to see, took my son to his first ever movie today. My son.
2 year old Arnold.
2 year old Arnold.
Just two,
yep.
Not 2.5.
Nope. Just two.
Yeah. Too young for a movie, in my book, but anyway.
Yeah, you've got a point there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the Joker. Like, we took him to see Paw Patrol, which
he
loves.
Been the Joker.
Why?
Been
he loves Paw Patrol.
Does he?
We thought it would be a treat.
And they've got a movie, do they? The Paw Patrol people.
Oh, do they ever.
Wringing every last cent out of the poor parents of the world.
Correct. Yep. And I would like to fork people who eat chips loudly in a cinema.
Oh, do it.
Fork you, people who eat chips loudly in a cinema.
Fork you!
Chips should be off the menu at a cinema. No food that makes noise should be available at a cinema. Ridiculous.
Was it kids or was it parents?
It was adults.
Mate, they're trying to get through Paw Patrol, and they can't eat some sand, boys.
No, they cannot. It's too noisy. I couldn't hear Ryder and Rubble. Ryder and Rubble were having a conversation. I have no idea what they were talking about.
Fuck you. Eat the chips.
No chips.
At Paw Patrol. I mean, no. It wasn't like, you know, you were some sort of murder mystery where you needed to listen carefully for
clues. I told you, Rubble and Ryder were having a conversation. I have no idea what they were talking about.
Dana, what are you talking
It'll
about?
Be Dana.
Dana? Is it Dana or Dana? What is it?
It's Dana.
Thank you.
It could
have been Dana.
No,
one of my wife's, friends called Dana,
no,
mate. She was at our house on
her name's Dana,
last Saturday.
And you've been calling her Dana.
No, she calls herself Dana.
She doesn't.
She does. Yes, anyway, Dana, what's the story?
I would love to fork my virus. I've had a virus all week.
Yeah.
It's completely killed my mood.
Yeah.
I'm miserable.
Aww.
And
yeah.
It was beautiful yesterday, and I sat on the couch and can't go to work. I am just terribly annoyed with my virus.
You know what? I've had a virus all week too, but I've continued to go to work. And yep. I almost fell over at a gig last week, and yep. The virus is lingering.
Yep.
They're terrible, aren't they, Dana?
Oh, it's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Glad as you can. Yell it out.
Fuck you, virus!
Thank you, Dana.
There's a lot going around, I reckon.
Thank you for not going to work and fingering food like Husey has
been. I didn't finger the food today. Gastro man. I was walking the streets last night and people wanted to shake my hand. I said, no, don't touch me.
Blow me a kiss.
No, I just wanted them to blow me. I'm not catching their kiss. Julian, you're only 11. Is that true?
Yes.
All right, who do you want to fork?
I want to fork the fish.
Which fish?
Because I went fishing this morning with my mum.
Yeah.
And my auntie, and we caught nothing.
Ah, yes. What?
You took time out of your busy schedule to go to visit the fish, and they couldn't be bothered getting on the line.
No.
They're weak, lazy fish. Do they want to eat or not? You had worms for them, didn't you?
Yeah.
You would add something on the hook,
bait.
I imagine.
Bait, though, Julian, didn't you? Some bait.
Yeah. Well,
some sort of bait.
A lure? Did you have a lure?
We had bait.
Yeah, bait. What? All right. Well,
you know what?
Give it to him, Julian.
Well, as you can.
Fork you, fish.
Yeah, well played. You. Young man going outside, not sitting at home playing Fortnite, and this is what he gets.
Exactly. Well, we're going to get a great song, and we'll come back with more forking, yeah?
Yeah, we will. 13 10 60. You got something to fork? Give us a call. Talk to you next.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Fork you Friday. Let's do another round.
Get it off your chest. Get your money can't buy calico bag.
And mug.
Absolutely.
DNA mug.
A DNA mug.
I'm going to drink from one of the mugs. DNA mug.
I don't know if people want your DNA, mate.
Of course they do.
Now, Keena, do you want Ed's DNA?
Sorry?
Do you want Ed's DNA?
No.
Thank you. She's going to take a pass.
Not the way you asked, though. Asked in a weird way.
All right, Keena, that's how we say it, yep. Keena, yep.
Yes.
What is your story?
Fork you rude wedding guests.
Yeah. What have they done?
So I got married 2 months ago, and just the drama llamas that came out of the woodworks.
The drama llama? I've never heard the term.
I'm loving the drama llama.
Has anyone in this room ever heard that term?
No.
Anyone in the producers? Drama llama?
Never heard drama llama.
No one's ever heard drama llama. You're going to bring that?
Hang on.
We're going to use it. Someone has heard it. Who's heard
it? No one?
No one's heard it.
That's it.
Drama llama. How long have you been using the term drama llama?
Probably about 2 years.
Yeah, right.
Well, did you invent it? I'm looking it up.
I don't know.
No.
It should be a term.
Well, it is now. It
applies to so many things.
It's a gif.
Is it a gif?
Yeah, it could be a meme too.
Oh, well, whatever. Whatever. We're owning it. Now, Keena, how are they being drama llamas?
Just weird aunts, uncles, in-laws, ex-in-laws trying to control and, like, even I had, like, my uncle's ex-wife trying to work out exactly what my dress was.
And
it was just crazy.
Jealous. Unhappy people. Shouldn't have invited them.
Forget them.
And I had 6 people not turn up, and that included 2 siblings.
Two of your siblings ended up your wedding?
I'm 1 of 7, so it...
Oh, doesn't matter. 700.
Thank you.
If they're your bloody blood, blood's thicker than water.
Absolutely.
All right, loud as you can, Keena.
Family, apparently.
Loud as you can, Keena. Give it to the drama llamas.
Oh, dear. There we go.
We're back?
Yeah, we're back.
Where do we leave off?
I have no idea, but
we've had drama llamas and swear bears.
I think we got drama llamas. We'll have to check on that, but...
We can do one more, can't we?
I love where we're at.
Jeez. What?
It's just these...
We'll
be right.
All right. Okay, Steve.
We can't do any more. What's wrong? Oh, I think Steve can say fork.
No.
What? What's wrong with you people? It's Friday.
I can't listen.
Loosen the bloody tie. Relax.
I reckon Steve's good to go. Trust Steve.
I think legally we can't.
Legally?
Yeah, I think legally we can't.
Well, legal llamas? Where are the legal llamas?
Mate, they're at the bars right now. They're bloody 15 cocktails in.
Well, that was...
I can say that either.
I can say cocktail. Yes,
you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you can say that our lawyers are currently under the influence.
Well, I mean, that's figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that okay? What does that mean?
I don't know
what that means. All right. Well, fork you Friday. We'll be back next week.
Of course it will.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Husey and Kate, and the Kate part of Husey and Kate is coming up on the radio next, Ed.
Yes.
We all know Kate Langbrook is in Italy. We don't know when she's coming back, but we know she's having a time.
We do know that, but there's rumours that she's had her worst ever day in Italy.
Oh, wow. So we'll find out exactly what's happened. There's also a charity which is being wound up, which she loved to mention on the radio. So we're going to bring that to her and see what she thinks about that.
Mm. All right. Okay. Kate joining us live from Italy next. Hughie and Kate for the drive home with Ed Cavalier.
The Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier. The Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Ah, let's get the music going. Time to cross to the other side of the world to the one and only Kate Langbrook, who is enjoying herself in Bologna. You're in Bologna in Italy? Is that right?
I'm in Bologna, Hugh, but I don't know if this has been the most enjoyable week.
Are we going to? We've heard it's the worst day ever, but we'll get to that in a minute. First, we want to...
Yes.
Now,
the worst day ever for you. You've lost your ambassadorship for White Ribbon Day.
now, White Ribbon has gone into liquidation. This is a taste. We just, for 5 seconds, we went back through our archives. Just a couple of mentions. Here we go.
Well, it's not exactly White Ribbon Day, but also...
She bit him.
Yeah. So. Oh, so you need to wait for White Ribbon Day, so no, that's really a good day for us.
Hold on to it, but is it slapping you? Is it? No, not physically,
you've got to wait and see.
Or verbally. No,
White Ribbon Day.
No, yeah, exactly. Aren't you an
ambassador?
So no one in the history of broadcasting mentioned White Ribbon Day more often than Kate Langbrook.
Very true.
So, well, it's because I like to talk up your endeavours.
No, well, I mean, Kate, well, the fact
you
is...
You weren't anti-White Ribbon Day, were you?
No, you can't be anti-White Ribbon Day. But they have, the Australian arm of White Ribbon has gone into liquidation. And they've had a tough... They had a tough few months. Because recently there was a backlash over their decision to withdraw White Ribbon's statement of support for women's reproductive choice. So... Do you know what was going on there,
wow.
Kate? Do you know what was going on there, or any idea?
Oh, that's a bit complicated, isn't it? I think they, you know what they did? They stepped out of their wheelhouse.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so now their wheelhouse has been...
They ventured out of their lane.
So now their lane has been shut down. There's no lane anymore, so...
No.
There's no lane. What's going to happen to the ambassadors?
Well, I don't know, but they have put a statement out to say that it doesn't mean people can't still support the ethos.
Oh, no. No, of course, people shouldn't suddenly take up domestic violence just because other people aren't walking around wearing white ribbons anymore.
I think you can still wear the white ribbons, I believe. It's not...
But who will the money go to?
Well, not to the White Ribbon Foundation, so anyway.
And not to their ambassadors. By the way, we have to point out you never were actually an ambassador for White Ribbon Day.
No, I wasn't.
That was the only job you never got.
No, I didn't. I mean, I would have been happy to be an ambassador of White Ribbon, but I never was asked and I never became one.
You may not.
And if I hadn't been an ambassador, I wouldn't have got paid to do it, by the way. I would have done it for free.
We would have done that for free.
I'm sure the other ambassadors did it for free.
We're not sure.
They would have done it for free.
We can't be sure.
They would not have been on the payroll.
Okay.
Exactly, Edward. We can't be
sure. No, we can't be sure.
We can assume some things. Yes.
Anyway, it's a sad
thing. What we can be sure of is they're not getting paid now.
That's very true. We can be sure of that, Dave.
Anyway,
that's 100% certainty.
Let's move on to you. And apparently you had the worst day of your Italy journey. When? Yesterday? Or when was the worst day?
This whole week was quite brutal, actually, because Italy's famous for bureaucracy. And bureaucracy being quite disorganised. I'm going to say disorganised. They've never heard of paperless offices. They send you from one place to the other place. You spend hours. So we had to get our ID cards and also permission to park in the city, which is very hard to get. In the old medieval cities, you're not allowed to park unless you have special permission.
Yeah, they're beautiful old cities, and they don't want all these cars clogging it up. Yeah, so,
Of course. But we have to transport six people, so we had to get permission. We ended up in a lock-in. Imagine a public servant in Australia doing this. We arrived as the office closed. They kept us locked in there for 3 hours.
My God.
While they filled out papers. 3 hours.
Yeah, but so you, wait, that's crazy.
It was crazy. It was just us. A woman who I'm going to say was helpful but insane. And the other people who worked with her got angry at her because they had to stay locked in with her and us for 3 hours.
What, so like 3 hours? Why didn't they just kick you out and say come back tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know why they didn't. But also, then yesterday our electricity got cut off because we'd been issued 2 bills to turn on the electricity, and my husband thought they were duplicate bills, so he only paid one.
Oh. So they just cut off the electricity. Without warning you? Just cut it off?
No warning. No warning. And there were 2 electricians by coincidence there in the morning, so Peter thought that they had lazily just gone to lunch and turned the power off. So he went stomping off to see the landlord, and the landlord said to him, not only have you not paid the electricity bill, you haven't paid your rent.
What? You didn't you pay rent in a lump sum or something up front or something?
No, we did, but that sort of expired now, and he's kicked over to the monthly, and he hadn't paid it. But then in the middle of this, while I'm in the kitchen trying to heat up pasta for the kids by candlelight and burning a pot, and I just had my eyebrows tinted, and they're just drawn on 2 Nick Giannopoulos big dark eyebrows.
Very good.
There was a knock at the door, and it was the citizenship police to check that we were genuinely living there.
What? So there's such thing as the citizenship police?
Yes. And they come around to check that you actually live where you say you live. But she couldn't have turned up at a worse time, nor could we have looked less legitimate than me with 2 drawn-on Nick Giannopoulos eyebrows burning pasta in the dark by candlelight.
Did they take the kids?
Sounds like wartime sort of refugee sort of situation going on. So you're still loving it, Katie? You're still loving it? Still loving
it? This week, Hughie, bring me home. I've got Ugg boots and it's gotten cold. You know what I've found out? It's not all pasta and Prosecco.
No, it's only taken you a long time, but are you going to stay there?
Well, if we get our citizenship, yes.
Congratulations.
I'm no quitter except for this show.
All right, well, that's not official, by the way, but anyway, all right.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Yeah, just in that break watching Hughesy and Ed play a game together.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we come back, but we've got to clear some stuff up.
No, heal the rift.
I'm not healing,
up
there's
next
no
week.
Rift,
no, no,
mate.
No, listen, listen.
No, we're
listen,
clarifying
Hughesy.
Some stuff.
No, we're healing the rift. There's a huge rift in the Masked Singer cast.
There's
articles all around the world about Lindsay slamming shutting down co-star lies, mate. I'm seeing the term lies.
Is Jezebel.com, is that a worldwide website?
It's
Jezebel,
huge overseas.
Is it Jezebel.com?
Yes.
Oh. It is a very big website.
We'll come back. We'll clear it up. Clear it up.
Details on the big riff coming up next.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Coming up after 6, Hughesy's been cleaning up after his children.
Oh, apparently not good enough, though. You know, when one of your children just absolutely destroys a hallway and then you try to do your best and then your partner says that you're terrible. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Jeez.
What have we got going on here, Ed?
A rift. Oh, God. I don't like this. Look, The Masked Singer is a huge hit. We know that.
Yeah, it's been a runaway hit.
But there's a
back
lot.
Back on Monday night. 7:30. Channel
wait.
10 or Win Network.
Look, we're excited. We're excited for Cody Simpson to be revealed as the robot. We're excited about that.
I'm just happy that Cody Simpson is going out with Miley Cyrus now. That's great. That's the big news
of
the day.
As I said earlier, you were
big
happy.
News of the day. Cody Simpson and Miley Cyrus together.
You'd be happy for Brutus with Julius Caesar and Judas with Jesus. Those are your people.
Love the one you're with, and she's with Cody and good.
There was an article the other day after you revealed on this radio station that you and comedian Nazim Hussain had gone to see Lindsay and some other people with a light party in Lindsay's hotel room.
Yes.
Okay, and there was discussion of you guys taking a bottle of wine.
Yeah, because as I'll say it one more time, Nazeen sent a silly message saying, should we bring a plate?
Which is an insane thing.
Which is ridiculous. She doesn't know what that means. So, no. And then, but she just came back with, oh, I don't know about that, but bring a bottle of wine if you like. Mm. You know, not for her, just for us. But we neither of us drink. So it was just,
we tried to have some fun with it. But what's happened is, unfortunately, there was another situation where Wendell Saylor had gone on Jackie O's radio program and said that he was ready to go. He was boiling hot in the rhino costume. And just before he was meant to go out there for his 11th hour of filming, as Jackie O reported, that Lindsay had...
Jackie O did not report this.
She had to go for a dinner break. That Lindsay had to go for a dinner break at that point, for a meal break.
Mate, you know what? It's really... Do you know what I mean? It's a high-pressure situation being on that guessing panel because we've got no idea who's behind the mask.
Is it hungry work?
It is hungry work. Absolutely.
Did you find yourself, your tummy rumbling and you thought, you know what, Lindsay, you take an hour?
No, that wasn't an hour. I think, you know what, Wendell has lost track of time. Might have only been 10 minutes. You know, he's under the mask, so he doesn't know. 10 minutes seems like a day to him under the mask, mask. Probably was 5 minutes. It might have been less. Might have been a minute.
Do you reckon it was a minute? Do you reckon when you're in the mask, a minute feels like an hour?
Yes.
Is that what you think?
He knows. He's claustrophobic. So for him, 30 seconds would feel like a year.
You calling Wendell Saylor a liar?
No, I'm saying that he's claustrophobic. And he said he's claustrophobic. So he didn't have a clock with him under the mask.
Do you know what I'm thinking? It's time for this. What?
Heal the rift. Make it a better place. For Jackie and Lindsay and the whole My Singer team. They're up. Lindsay's crying. And Jackie O is upset. Make a better place for the My Singer team.
You know what?
That's all in the past.
I like that song.
Can we heal the rift?
It is already in the past. I'm here to tell you that those two have never been closer. They're spending hours talking on the phone
every day. Just trying to sort it out.
No, not trying to sort it out, mate. Just girl chat.
What, gal chat?
Girl chat.
How do you know?
Because I know from both of them. I'm in the middle there. I'm not refereeing at all. I just know.
I'm in the middle.
I'm not in the middle. I'm on my own, but I'm not on my own because we're a team and there's
no rift in team. No, there isn't. So if it's, but there's an I. So let's no, say that not. There was, there's an I
there's
in
rift. There's an I in rift, but not an I in team. Yeah,
that's true. What I'm saying.
Well, there's an I in rift. Yeah.
So
there's no rift.
So if the moment.
What?
Stop saying rift. So let's just say that at the moment the team sounds like it's you, Lindsay and Jackie. So is the rift with Danny?
No, Danny's never been more involved in all the things that go on. So, and just before we go, because we've got to go to a great song, I just want to clear up the fact that when we took a bottle of wine,
no one drank it.
No one drank
it. This is what's funny about this.
No one drank it.
No one drank it. You didn't drink it. Nazeem didn't drink it. Lindsay certainly didn't drink it. So you bought a $100 bottle of wine and it just sat there. It might still be there.
I can hope that yes, absolutely. And
there's every chance because no one had a sip.
No, absolutely. You're right. But
everyone was fighting over who's not going to drink the wine.
You know what we did do is play a bloody great new game.
Spin the bottle?
No, spin the bottle.
Keys in the bowl?
No. It's called Heads Up. Yes.
Oh, hang on, is this the app? I know what it is because we were just playing it because you told me this story. This is Ellen's app.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, Lindsay Lohan, she put me onto it. People, it costs $1.50, but that's okay. But it's a great app that you can get on your iPhone or your
Samsung. Why don't you explain how it works?
Well, let Ellen explain it.
Now that you're the proud owner of our amazing new game, Heads Up, you should probably know how to play it. It's very easy. You just pick a category, and then you hold it up like this, and your team is going to give you clues.
Let's do it now.
All right, I've got one without the app. You ready? Okay, you want to play the app?
No,
is this a live game of Heads Up?
Is it playing?
It is.
Is it playing? No.
No, you've swiped
up to play again.
You've swiped right. You're dating someone. Okay, here we go. I'll tell you.
What is it? Go.
Okay. You'll never get that. It's a Hitchcock film. Where a man is staring out of his.
Go again.
Yeah. Well done. A big dog with a classical name.
Cujo.
Cujo. A dog with a classical composer's Lassie. Name. Classical composer.
Beethoven.
Yay! Another
one
round.
One more.
Okay. Now this is it was a little.
You can help, Jack.
No, I got this. So this is a Volkswagen Beetle. And there's a
Herbie.
But
Herbie Fully Loaded.
Yes.
Who was in that?
Is it Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
We've done it.
Full circle.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Oh, yes. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Ground Zero, apparently.
No, this is a witch hunt.
Yeah,
this is not this a witch hunt. I'm being bullied.
I'm burning you, a pitchfork.
I'm a really good guy.
Don't be the victim now. Play the sting,
victim.
Please.
I'm the victim.
Gastro man. Husey is a gastro man. Gastro man.
Gastro Man has claimed his first victim, and it is someone who doesn't know you as well as the rest of us. Our newest team member. Poor thing. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Now, Tony, how long?
Tony with an I. Correct. Yeah, I've been here a week, so this is my first Friday.
And Gastro Man's given you his gastro.
He has struck.
No, don't say he has struck. There's no hard and fast evidence that I.
Oh, Gastro Man.
Got anything to do with what? Gastro man. You're sweating a bit. There's no doubt, Tony.
Yes, it's true.
When did it turn?
Literally 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, gastro man.
It hit me and Sash was like, "Where'd you go?" And I went, "Oh, just had a sudden urge, very urgent urge to go to the bathroom."
I understand, but that's nothing. This is just a coincidence. Could it be coincidental?
Oh, no, hang on.
Coincidental Friday.
Gastro man. Listen, and it's not an ideal time, is it, Tony?
No.
Why is that?
No, my boyfriend just came in from interstate.
So you haven't caught up with him yet?
He arrived late last night.
And you haven't been with him for a couple of weeks, or how long since you've last seen him?
2 weeks.
Well.
Yep.
You know what they say?
No.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Gastro man.
Treat a mean, keep him keen.
Except when you have gastro.
Well, you know
how big's the apartment or the place you live in?
Oh, no, it's a one-bedroom studio.
Okay, so there's not a lot of doors. A lot of windows?
This is not. But it's not. There's a door from the look, he, you know what? He needs to love you no matter how you are. It's a test for him, I think.
Sure.
This is so
okay.
If he gets through
I'll
this.
I'll remind him of that.
Yes. And you know what?
And what would you like to say to Tony, Gastro Man?
No, I'm going to say I hope that I don't even know if I've got gastro, to be honest.
Gastro Man, you're going to apologise to Tony.
Tony, look, at least it's Friday, so you can have the weekend off. That's good, isn't it? Don't come to work tomorrow. Not in your situation.
Spray. Good luck, Tony.
Thanks.
Oh, speaking of gastro, man, his whole family's ground zero.
All right, this is not a great time.
No. We'll talk about that, Nick.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Husey and Kate for the drive home with Ed Cavalli, or should I say gastro, man.
Gastro man.
Husey is a gastro man. No, I don't like that. I don't like that song.
It's the truth, man.
I don't like the inference.
Well, no, it's not an inference. It's an accusation, and it's the truth. You've got gastro. Your family's got gastro. And now poor Tony, our producer, who's got...
Tony with an I.
It doesn't stop.
Tony with an I. Tony's new to the team. Got to keep saying Tony with an I, I think. So we know Tony's female.
All right. Well, we'll just say female Tony. Call her female Tony. Is that okay?
We don't have a male Tony, though.
Well, that's my point. So why do we have to keep saying Tony with an I?
Because then
that does the same job.
Yeah, well, say, right, I know, but Tony with an I is better than saying female Tony.
No.
Saying female Tony's... Well, let's ask Tony. Tony.
Female Tony.
Tony, and be honest here. Don't think about the power structure of the show at all. No, seriously. Would you prefer to be female Tony or Tony with an I?
Look, I've always gone by Tony with an I, so...
Thank you. She's gone by that. Ed?
Okay.
So she's Tony with an I. She's not female Tony.
Right. Tony with an I.
Anyway, what are we talking about? She's possibly got gastro. It might have been a one-off.
Your gastro.
Well, look, my family does have gastro. That's...
Oh, well,
now, well my son started it, and then my 8-year-old Sadie last night before she went to sleep said I don't feel good, and we're like, oh god,
poor thing.
All right, and then we hear a noise at like midnight, and it's like, oh, there's trouble. There is trouble in paradise, and me and my wife jump up thinking it's going to be Sadie who's in trouble. No, it was Tess, the six-year-old.
The youngest.
Who did a vommy.
No, we can't play that. God, no.
Please, mate, take me back.
That's not okay. No, we can't.
And Tony with an eye. I haven't had any of that, Tony with an eye, so I hope...
Don't play the other end.
No, well, anyway.
That's terrible. Yeah, well, that's even worse.
No, well, we're going to stay with this end with Tess.
Okay.
In the hallway, just outside her bedroom, her and her sister sleep in the same bedroom, and her brother's bedroom's right next door. She has absolutely, like, gallons.
No, we can't play it. Now, you know me.
And it was meat-based.
Did she eat a lot of meat?
I said, what, did she eat half a cow tonight for dinner? My wife said she had one sausage. I'm like, that is not one sausage, unless it's the world's biggest sausage.
Why were you picking over your poor daughter's spew, it's CSI? What's wrong with you?
I had to try to pick it up.
Did you do it, though?
No, I helped. I believe I helped. And then today my wife accuses me of being the worst person in the world because she went outside to the side of the house to do whatever knows. And she said, what the hell's going on out here? I said, what? And then she led me out there and pointed down to two towels which were covered in that meat.
No, don't.
I'd pick them up. I said, that's how I got it out of the house.
So you used bath towels?
No, they're smaller towels than that, two of them.
So hand towels?
Yeah, big hand towels.
And then you threw them just on the ground outside?
I threw them out the window.
What's wrong with you?
What?
What did you think was going to happen after that?
No, I didn't. I was just trying to get through the night.
What did you think was going to happen?
I just said, well, let's just get as much as little we can into these towels. There's a window there. Open the window, throw it out the window, and we can deal with it tomorrow.
Roam free.
Not roam free. I thought the dogs will have a good time.
Oh my God.
Well, they do, mate. It's better eating someone else's than their own.
That's
isn't
awful.
It?
How long were you going to leave the towels there?
Well, they
you were never going to touch them, were you?
I never wanted to see those towels again. The next time we get the garden done, which probably about 3 months' time, hopefully they can deal with them. That's what I was hoping for. I'm not the only one to not do a great job, though, in that situation.
This does happen. This has happened to me. This does happen. So this happens.
So what are we saying here? People who haven't cleaned up properly?
Yes.
13, 10, 60.
So a vommy.
How long did you leave the vommy?
Or did someone leave a vommy? They can dob in someone else.
How long?
13.
How long?
10, 60.
Well, how poor was the cleanup job of the vommy? We believe you've got something happened to you. What you're going to tell
something
us about
terrible,
when we come back?
A terrible moment.
A
terrible share house moment.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Well, Husey's getting us all sick just in time for the weekend.
Mate, I'm not.
Gastro man. Husey is a gastro man.
Now, Tony with an I, our new producer, might have a bit of gastro, and I hope it hasn't come from me. And she's not female Tony, mate. She's Tony with an I, so we've established that.
Yep, absolutely.
And
it is from you.
Anyway, my six-year-old daughter, big vommy in the hallway.
I don't love that one.
That's it. We've had enough.
Yeah, I don't love that one.
Please. And two towels I used to clean it up and then I threw them out the window.
Which is unbelievable.
And my wife was very disappointed.
It's not very Marie Kondo of you.
Very disappointed. You had an... What was your situation?
Yeah, living in a share house. We had a party. And then the next morning there was a bucket. The only bucket that we had was full of...
Vommy.
Red vommy.
Vommy.
And everyone was sort of blaming each other. There was five people who lived in the house. No one wanted to own up to it. So it just sat in the laundry with no one. So every time you went to cook food, it would waft in from the laundry until it hardened. And then on bin night, I just put it in the bin. Because I said, I can't take this anymore.
So you put the bucket in the bin.
Yeah, I had to wear a T-shirt over my mouth to do it.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Reminded me of another time where I was on a footy trip with a group when I'm back in my drinking days and we were driving for hours and someone had vomited on the cans in the esky. Yeah.
They vomited on the esky. Did that mean everyone stopped drinking? Did they stop drinking then? Did everyone stop drinking?
I don't know if they did, but they claimed that I did it.
Did you?
But I can't remember doing it.
That's a yes.
I don't know. Still don't know if I did do it.
I think you might have.
But yeah, I mean, that would happen a bit, I imagine, where people are thinking, and then you're on the cans, but they're close cans.
I did on the Gold Coast once too. I think we might have lost our bond.
Jack, are you a vommy guy?
Oh, I do remember one instance when I was quite young.
What happened?
vomited at a mate's. I was lying, just sleeping on his floor, and I literally just, I said, I'm going to be sick. He said, go to the toilet, and I just vomited where my head was lying,
yeah.
And I didn't move.
It's dangerous.
All night.
Yeah,
it's dangerous.
I once woke up at the other end of the bed, and my brother-in-law, who just started going out with my sister, was sleeping in the same room on the other single bed, and I woke up, and I thought, why am I at the other end of my bed? Hmm. Why? And then I looked up to the other end, and there was a massive vommy that I'd... And I just
crawled away from.
I just top and tailed it, you know.
Put your ankles in it.
No. Oh, God. It's disgusting.
You're a terrible person.
And he had to deal with that the whole night, and he did not comply.
Good bloke.
He's a keeper, Pete. Yeah. Pete is a keeper, still with us 30 years later. Emily, what happened?
Yeah. My sister was sick, and my mum was away, and my sister vomited on the stairs, and then Dad just ripped up the carpet on the stairs. And he still hasn't replaced them. That was about 12 years ago. Right.
So that is excellent. Every time someone walks past those bare carpeted stairs, I remember your sister and what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well
good
done.
Effort.
Yep, very good effort.
We had the carpet cleaner in today, actually. He was there for 3 hours.
Just on that spot?
I think he did a few extra rooms, but yes.
I'm picturing is your house like the Beverly Hillbillies before they moved? Is it like a squat? Is it terrible?
It's free range.
Really?
It is too much, I reckon. But we're all in it together. Everyone's at fault. Jess, what's the story?
At fault.
So when I was about 16, I had just a bit too much chocolate, and I ended up vomiting all over the bed in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I walked out and I said, sorry, Dad, there's a mess in there. He went in. He could not stomach it. So we closed the door and we left it for about 3 months.
And months!
And where did you sleep?
I slept on the couch in the lounge room because I couldn't go in there. I couldn't stomach it.
Oh, wonderful effort. Isn't that great?
That's fantastic. Right, that's it.
Great story.
We're out of that. We're finished this joint.
Oh, that's really good. Give us one more. Daniel, what's your story?
Ed, Yuzi, how are you, lad?
Yeah, really good, Daniel. Mate. Really good.
Mate, many years ago, doing a road trip, a bunch of us, and passenger side guy decided to vomit. Couldn't get the window down, so he's hurled up and gone down all down the air vents and the dash.
Yeah, not popular. Not popular, that
Daniel,
guy.
Daniel, no.
Yeah, so...
Sold the car 2 months later and dumped a whole bottle of air freshener down it, but...
Still full of vom, 2 months later.
Still full of vom. It popped up on Gumtree about 2 months later. The bloke bought it, sold, trying to sell it again.
Ah, yeah, because it was just ruined.
The vomobile, doing the rounds.
Beautiful.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Husey's taking us into the weekend with Gastro. Thank you very much, mate.
Play it.
You don't have to play it.
You got to.
Gastro man. Husey is a Gastro man.
Okay, now you've... No, Jackie.
All jokes aside.
Jackie.
We're over that.
All right. So what we know is that Gastro Man has rocked up with Gastro. His whole family's got it. He's throwing spew towels out the window. Poor old Tony with an eye. Who is your female? Who's just joined the team. What's happened?
Well,
It started.
It has started.
Yep. Okay.
You feel unwell.
I do feel
so
unwell.
I've been soldiering on with it for a week now. So
you're coming to work infecting people.
Mm. Yeah, but I haven't.
You're like the monkey in Outbreak.
I haven't. I've been powering. I haven't really eaten for a couple of days, and that's good. So for me, I lost 2 kilos yesterday. I don't know how many I'm going to lose today.
Sasha French.
Yes.
You've brought some information to the table.
Well, 2 days ago, Husey brought in a cake that had been made by Holly Wife and the children. I have a rule that I don't eat anything where children are involved in the baking. So I said to Tony, as the newest member of the team, you need to take a bullet and have some of the cake. And I think that might be...
What type of cake was it?
It was a chocolate
ripple cake. Yeah, and it was because we...
certainly created some ripples.
It was because on Monday we did overrated, underrated, and chocolate ripple cake was one of the topics. And I said I didn't know what it was. My wife was listening and she said, we have that quite often. And so she made it. And Ed, were meant to eat it.
No chance.
But you were in a state on the day.
I wouldn't have eaten it anyway.
And you didn't get to eat it. You would have eaten it.
I'm not eating your gastro pie.
Consider yourself lucky.
Now, Carly, who's lightly pregnant, barely. Now, Carly, did you eat the ripple cake?
I did, but I don't think I'm meant to be having cream.
So you had it, ate it.
Yeah, I still ate it because your wife was so lovely to make it for us.
Yeah, a lot of people ate it, actually. It went really quickly. It was on the communal table
it's
going
to be coming out really quickly,
No,
too,
but at this point, it's only Tony that is... So you have not any issues, Carly?
No, I'm good for now.
All right, well, let's just case fingers into, crossed.
Digital case.
Did you eat
it? Did you eat any Ripple Cake digital case?
I did. I had a small slither.
And how are you feeling, bro?
I'm fine up until this point. I feel like I'm. It's coming.
You're on holiday. You're going away this
yes,
weekend.
Yes, I'm flying. Yes.
You going with your partner
tomorrow. To Port Douglas? Is
yes.
that right?
With your partner?
Yes.
Oh, bro.
No, man, I did have
an issue. What are you doing? No, I'm just saying. To get away.
Adult nappies. I'm saying. No, I've worn them before on a plane. Yeah. Depends. Do adult nappies, and they're well worth the investment, mate. No one needs to know you're wearing them. I don't get paid for that. No one needs to. They sent us some once, didn't they, Sarge? Remember they sent us the adult nappies?
Yes, they did. Didn't they want you to be the face of them or something?
No, I was
like
happy
that?
To be the face of them. Don't worry about it. But anyway, that's something to think about.
Hang on. Now, wait a second, Jack.
No, we've got to go. Right? Okay.
Sorry, Tony, with an I. So, can you apologise to your boyfriend for us?
Oh, I will.
Yeah, well, look, he'll just have to. It's going to be. It's hands off, Tony, with an eye, I think.
It's hands off.
Well, we'll see how much he loves you.
No kissing.
This is a real test.
No kissing.
Right. If you missed any show, podcast it, hughesyandkate.com.au. Some of us might be back next week. Depends
we'll
who's down
be
with
back.
Gastro.
It's low level.
R&B Fridays Live is returning next month with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy, and much more performing live. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.